This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar has flown humanitarian aid into Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, and said it will operate daily aid flights over the next few days, providing much-needed supplies following a hiatus in much Western aid due to the Taliban's takeover last month. Qatar has emerged as a key connection between Western nations and the Taliban after developing close ties with the militant group through hosting its political office since 2013. The Gulf state's foreign ministry says a Qatari aid flight carrying medical supplies and food products arrived in Kabul Saturday. Qatar has helped reopen the airport, which closed for several days after the United States-led airlift of its citizens, Afghans, and other nationals ended last month. Half of Afghanistan's 40 million people, including 10 million children, required humanitarian assistance as of the start of this year, the International Organization for Migration said late last month, adding that needs were expected to rise. Pakistani police said Sunday a suicide bomber detonated his explosives near a security checkpoint in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least three paramilitary troops and wounding 15 others. A senior police officer says the attacker had walked toward a checkpoint manned by paramilitary forces. He claims body parts were found at a distance from the security post after the bombing. Police say some of the wounded were in critical condition and the death toll could rise. A banned militant group known as the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the morning attack. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The group behind the annual Tiananmen Square Memorial Vigil in Hong Kong said Sunday it will not cooperate with police conducting a national security investigation into the group's activities, calling it an abuse of power. Police notified the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China last month that it was under investigation for working for foreign interests, an accusation the group denied. The investigation is part of a broad crackdown on Hong Kong's civil society following mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Authorities have tightened control over the city with a sweeping national security law imposed by China's ruling Communist Party that effectively criminalized opposition to the government. The law and other charges have forced several civil organizations to disband or seen their leaders arrested. More than 100 pro-democracy activists have been arrested under Hong Kong's national security law, which outlaws subversion, secession, terrorism, and foreign collusion to interfere in the city's affairs. Many other activists have gone into exile abroad. Critics say the law restricts freedoms Hong Kong was promised it could maintain for 50 years following the territory's 1997 handover to China from colonial Britain. Taiwan's Air Force scrambled on Sunday against renewed Chinese military activity, with its defense ministry reporting that 19 aircraft, including nuclear-capable bombers, had flown into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Chinese claim Taiwan has complained for a year or more of repeated missions by China's Air Force near the self-ruled island. Taiwan's defense ministry says the latest Chinese mission involved more than a dozen fighter and bomber jets, some which can carry nuclear weapons, and an anti-submarine aircraft. The ministry says Taiwanese combat aircraft were dispatched to warn away the Chinese aircraft while missile systems were deployed to monitor them. There was no immediate comment from China. Egypt's state-run news agency reported Sunday a bus overturned on a highway linking the Egyptian capital with a Suez Canal city, killing at least 12 people and injuring 30 others. It says the accident took place late Saturday on the Cairo-Suez Desert Road near the city of Suez. The report said the bus hit a concrete barrier and overturned. Traffic accidents kill thousands of people every year in Egypt, which has a poor transportation safety record. Crashes are mostly caused by speeding, bad roads, and poor enforcement of traffic laws. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.